that is Sunday, the 31st of October, 2004, and the Sunday night speakers meeting of Narcotics Anonymous welcomes our second speaker, Charles.
I'm Charles, I'm at it.
Hey, Charles.
And I always thank God for my recovery and the rules of Narcotics Anonymous, man, for showing me how to live or not get every time clean. And I just take a moment to thank God for instilling the principle of willingness in my spirit. Somewhere down the line, I don't remember what happened the day I became willing to do something about my life, to do something different, step out on blind faith, you know, and to do something different about my life, man. And, it's in my heart, it's in my spirit. It's like this thing called Narcotics Anonymous, I try to live in. And I want to thank Kenny for having faith in me to come out to carry a clear and uncut medicine of Narcotics Anonymous tonight. I want to thank Melissa for sharing also. I can identify with the feeling, like I was reliving the feelings when you was talking about never feeling enough. I was one of those guys always had to fix, you know, my inside with your outside. I wasn't never enough by myself. I always trying to take some of you and some of you and some of you to make a me. And I've never been a leader, always been a follower. I'm nothing but a product of my environment. What happened was I messed around and finally landed somewhere where he was trying to do something different. Narcotics Anonymous. I'm still a follower. You know, I follow you guys today. That's the only difference. The following part still remains the same. I follow you guys. You guys tell me to get better, I stay around. You guys tell me to work the steps, I work this out. You guys tell me to keep coming back, I keep coming back. You guys tell me to be of service, I be of service. I just finally found somebody. God finally directed me somewhere to follow somebody that was doing something positive with their life, you know. I was born and raised in South Central Los Angeles, right there 103rd and Central in the middle of Watts. You know, they just weren't practicing no honesty, open mindedness, willingness on the corner. And they wasn't talking about no God and no understanding and no faith and no surrendering and no belief and no hope. And they weren't talking this language. And I didn't hear none of that type of language until I came into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. Maybe I heard it, but I didn't pay much attention to it. I don't know. It's just like when I got into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, my life was just full of chaos. And all my examples was bad examples prior to getting into the rooms. You didn't need to go to the penitentiary. I did it for you. I was a late starter, too. It was like something inside of me. I just didn't get loaded. I played the sports. And I had to make good grades in order to remain on the team. And I was like, wanted to be the quickest. I wanted to be the fastest. I wanted to be the best. So I didn't take my first drink until I was 20 years old. I was almost 21 years old. I drank my first drink and smoked a joint. By the time I was 22, I was through. Smoked out. Used everything in the neighborhood. I was just a garbage can at it. By the time I was 22, it was like, so it was something inside of me waiting to get outside all the time. I just didn't know enough. I went to a party in 1979 and actually I didn't get home in 1992. That's my story, you know. Continue to party. Shame and guilt destroyed my life from as far as I can remember. I had this alcoholic father. My mother raised five kids of her own, by herself. You know, my mother's my hero. My mother's my example for life. My mother is where I set my course of life by today with my kids, with my wife. They never go without because I try to strive to do like my mother. I never can remember being hungry. I was talking to my mother about 2 years ago, and I was like, she was talking about, I remember a whole lot of hungry nights. My mother said that, and I was like, Mama, I can't never remember being hungry. She said, because I gave it to you, that's why. You know, and that's why I couldn't remember being hungry, but she was a great example, and I never can remember being without lunch money and things like that, and she was always there for me, but I had this alcoholic father who would like pull in front of me. He didn't stay with us, but he'd get drunk and want to come to the house. And he's used the bathroom on himself. And like you said, kids can destroy your ego and your pride. Shame and guilt. He was so shameful to see him. He was embarrassed. And the things he would do and say, and the kids would clown me about my father. And I never wanted to be like him. I was not going to be like that. And here I was 10 years later, just like him. Not capable of taking care of my family. Not capable of doing the following thing. My disease took me to the depths of hell. You know, everything I said I wasn't going to do, I did it. Everything this disease has shown me that I'm no match for it one-on-one. This disease has shown me that I cannot be in a car with it by myself. See, that's what Narcotics Anonymous has given me. It's given me this power that I've tapped into that I don't have to worry about that no more today. See, no longer do I try to go one-on-one with this disease. I've never tied with this disease. I've never almost won. I've never come close to winning. We never broke even. And none kind of shit like that happened with me when I was using with this disease. Every time the same thing happened, I wind up saying the same thing. How did this happen to me again? I'm the addict who goes to the penitentiary for 3 years, don't use nothing in the joint. for some strange reason. Don't use nothing. It's there, but I just don't use. You know, I'm the one to call home and say, I'm never going to do it. I'm through. I could have passed a lie detector test, but they let me know the power of this disease. That it don't care nothing about my intention. I've always had good intentions. I've always wanted to be a good father. I've always wanted to be a good son. I've always wanted to be responsible. I've always wanted to raise my kids right. I've always wanted to do the right thing, man. But this disease, man, don't care about my intention. This disease destroys me. This disease, man, it's a cold thing when you're driving down the street. You got one fellow on this shoulder telling you to do something positive. You got one fellow on this shoulder to do something negative. And you got to decide what you want to do. I was just coming down the freeway with both of them. I don't know, see, I'm going on like 13 years clean. And I was just coming down the freeway with both of them. What are you going out here for? What you going to say? You need to turn around and go home. He didn't give good enough directions, no way. Yeah, I mean, the disease was working me all the way here, you know. I don't care. Never wants me to feel like I'm enough. Never wants me to cherish myself. Never wants that. But today I have a spirit that lies within me, and the spirit has grown tremendously over the years. I had to do a lot of things in this recovery process, man. My recovery hasn't been one of them bare the roses and straightforward and everything been okay since I've been clean. You know, I had to go to penitentiary 5 years clean because of my behavior and my attitude and the conversations I was keeping inside the room. I was working steps, but I wasn't applying principles. I was being a service, but I wasn't applying principles outside of these rooms. See, I could come to these meetings and I could talk this thing called recovery, but when I get outside of the meeting, I want to do things my way. I'm an addict who didn't get a job till he had 9 years clean. Now, could you imagine that? Not working 9 years. My thing was, I'm going to get back what I lost in the street. Y'all just take care of the clean time. I'm going to take care of this. And what happened, my God intervened, you know. I remember some of the most devastating blessings in my life, man. Things that happened to me turned out to be the most best blessings that ever happened to me. It was devastating when it happened. It was devastating for me to go to a recovery home. You know, that's a sign of weakness where I come from. That's a sign of surrendering. And if surrendering wasn't a part of the language they was using in the neighborhood, surrendering and brainwashed, there's two things you were going to never do to me. I wasn't going to surrender to nothing, and I wasn't going to never let you guys brainwash me. You know, I know what's best for Charles. I know what Charles needs to do. I don't need you to tell me what to do, you know. And those two are the most powerful words in my life today. That I do on a daily basis today. I surrender to this process on a daily basis, and I'm totally brainwashed, and Narcotics Anonymous is the bomb. Narcotics Anonymous is the best thing ever happened to me, truly, you know. I'm forever grateful for my God and His power for introducing me to this thing. And the most second devastating thing that ever happened to me was for me to go to the penitentiary 5 years clean. You know, I was aching out of chair on the way to the penitentiary. I could be in service, but I couldn't leave with these people. I could get a sponsor and take him through a fourth step, take him through a fifth step, tell him the spiritual principle behind each step, tell him how to apply it to his life, but I couldn't incorporate it to my life. You know, and what happened was it destroyed my recovery, and I was real confused. And I remember going down the street a lot, crying, telling God, please help me, because I can't continue to come to these meetings and live the life that I'm living in these streets. And once again, my God intervened. A year later, I was walking around Chino, and I looked up and told my God, thank you. Thank you, because it could have been a whole lot worse. I was still clean. I was still in contact with my sponsor. And I met a few people in Chino who was going through the same thing I was doing, so we was fellowshipping, and I was able to do my time and come out. See, what I needed was some absence to get the time to think about what's going on with Charles. And it was devastating because, you know, never had I been responsible before. You know, even though I wasn't working, I was taking care of a family. I was buying a house. I was buying a car. I was taking care of wife. I was taking care of kids. And never that, you know, every time I went to the penitentiary prior to coming to Narcotics Anonymous, I had been rescued, not arrested. You know, there's a big difference between going and getting arrested and getting rescued. And I was getting rescued anytime you weigh 110 pounds and you're homeless. You know, you need somewhere to go lay down. So it's a big difference, and it was devastating for me to have to go to jail clean and up. But my God, you know, has plans for me. But And over the period of time, I've been able to become one of the most negative people in Narcotics Anonymous to one of the most positive persons in Narcotics Anonymous. We was talking today, and I'm actually the chairperson of our area today. And this is my second term of being the chair. You know, and that's a big step. That's a big step that I've been working for the last 5 years. I've just been struggling and just rolling, just rolling, and just rolling, and just growing, and just growing. And I came home, and I went and got me a job, y'all. And the cool thing about it, this disease is awful. This disease is awful because my self-esteem is so low, and I'm so much of a fake phony and a fraud, so I want to look good at any expense. See, I want to look good. It means so much to me to look good. See, I'm a journeyman bricklayer. I'm a journeyman bricklayer. I was able to go to a job when I got in the penitentiary, tell a guy, I haven't laid blocks in 10 years. He said, well, how much money do you want? I said, I want $28 an hour until I get in shape. Then I want to raise. He said, go to work. But see, the insanity of the whole thing is I'm so stuck into my disease. My disease is controlling me so much to my lack of faith in myself. I'm incapable of going to do this job that anybody else would be more than grateful to have. So my life has been just real, just cruising along lately. And I've been real comfortable with what I'm doing. But I don't like doing it. See, this is what this program has taught me. That's what my recovery has been based on. It's like, I'd rather stay in the familiar pain and do the pain, things that's familiar to me, rather than step out on blind faith and try something new. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'd rather stay. I know it hurts. You know, I know it's going to hurt, but I'm going to do this because I'm used to this. But what I do now is step out on a little blind faith and just see what's on the other side one day at a time. And it's been working for me. It's been working for me one day at a time. You know, I'm so grateful that the steps has kept me into this power, man. You know, this power is just so overwhelming. See, no longer do I have to put a limitation on my recovery. I remember 2 years clean, I used to put limitations on my recovery. I used to say, God first, the program second, me third, and everything else fourth. But today, you know, I got this awesome guy. You know, I can loan y'all some. I left some at home. I gave Traveling Mercy some. And I gave Apostle some today on the phone. And I'm going to leave some here with you tonight. And I'm going to have enough guys just to go all the way around. And I ain't worried about it. I'm going to be clean anyway because I got this universal God. See, each and every one of y'all lives within my spirit. That's the way this program works. Because you guys believe, I believe. Because you guys understand, I understand. Because you guys been there, I've been there. See, I feel your empathy. I feel your pain. I feel your struggle. See, this is what this thing's talking about, man. I love this thing called recovery, man. Anytime I can come sitting here among you guys, man, and don't have to look outside of me for the answer. The answer lies right here with us, right here, in the God of our understanding, and the 12 steps and 12 traditions, and the concepts of Narcotics Anonymous. The work is more important to me than anything. I love the work. I love uncovering, discovering, and finding more and more about me. Where I'm at in my recovery today is real awesome, man. It's like things is getting real narrow. I'm doing things to make me like, man, I hate Narcotics Anonymous. You know, I do things now, it's just like, I'm going to share this, man, it's like, I do things now, it's just awful. If a young lady approached me and she have a man today, I think about the man. I don't have to think about her. I can just, she got a boyfriend. How would he feel? 12 years ago, no way. No way. You wouldn't even thought about nothing like that. That's how awesome this program is. And that's what they talk about when the road is getting narrow. My ability to do some of the things I used to do when I had 6 and 7 years clean is unacceptable, not only to me. To me, it's just unacceptable to me today. It's not about what my sponsor tell me today. It's just I'm not happy with making mistakes. I'm not happy with bad behavior. I'm not happy with bad conversation. I'm not happy with bad attitude clean. I'm not happy with today. And that's what it's all about. What are you comfortable with in your skin? You know, I found out you don't even have to point your finger at an individual that's struggling with this program, because if he's working the steps, if he's being a servant, if he's doing the things he's supposed to do on this program, the spiritual principles of Narcotics Anonymous and a God of his understanding are running his ass crazy. If he's going to either do right or he's going to leave. Mm-hmm. That's from my experience. And that's why I choose to change. I choose to change. Ask this plus change. Keeps changing. And the more you find out about yourself, the more goes on with me, you know. I just keep coming back, man, because, you know, my sponsor tell me that. I'm talking to my sponsor. He's going through an issue tonight. I hurt my back 2 weeks ago, and the disease went right to work on me. I haven't been working for like 2 weeks. My wife told me the other day, a couple of bills due. Oh, man. This disease is cold. How it just destroyed you. Just went to work on me and I couldn't cut it off. And I was like reliving the feeling of like going to, struggling with, should I get a hit or cook? You know, how the K-Funk, radio K-Funk was just going. And I couldn't shut it off. And I wanted my head to leave me alone. My head wouldn't leave me alone. And I'm sitting there watching TV and I can't even hear the TV because my thoughts are overruling the TV. Then the feelings start transmitting to my stomach. I got up and I called my sponsor and I went to a job and I got me a one-on-one. And it got me back on the right track. See, I know what to do today. I know how to utilize my tools today. You guys have equipped me with a God. You guys have equipped me with some tools. You guys have told me to keep coming back. You guys have taught me about blind faith. You guys have taught me about, man, the confusing part of this program, man, for me, was the steps. When I first went through the steps, you know, you go to, from perseverance, you go to commitment, you go to faith, you go to hope. You know, I come from 103rd Central. I mean, I was confused. How could I be all these things at once? How could I have courage and perseverance and surrender and then, be commitment? I mean, come on, Father. Where is it? And then I was real confused, but thank God for him being there for me to break it down to me. One of my mentors, I don't know if you guys ever heard of him, was called Shorty. Thank God, Shorty took me and put me under his wing, and he used to give me one-on-ones, and he'd break down the nature of this disease to me, and he would break down how this disease is going to attack me, man. I thank God for being spoon-fed the information of Narcotics Anonymous. I've been spoon-fed on a one-on-one basis, man, and what has happened is I've been able to grow around here and overcome a lot of obstacles. I've been able to put the stick down and stop beating myself up with it, because when I come around here, I had a stick in my hand, but the stick wasn't for me. The stick was for you guys, see, because the book talks about it. Internally cool and fatally hip. That means you so cool and you so hip that you're going to kill yourself. Mm-hmm. That's me. And I wasn't going to tell you but enough just to get by. Slick, hip, and cool. I wasn't going to tell you nothing. But what I found out is every time I fell short of a goal, every time I fell short of who I think I ought to be, every time I fell short of what I'm supposed to be doing, I turn around and turn and beat myself up with this thing. See, in the quietness of my own time, I beat myself up worse than any of y'all could. See, you think y'all could talk to me and make me feel bad. What about when I get home and the kids ain't there and my head, the disease go, look at you. You got 12 years. You still ain't nothing. You still useless. You still, and it always want to prepare me with somebody doing just a little bit better than me to lower my self-esteem where I become vulnerable to its attack. You know, and I have to watch out for my disease, man, because I know what it want to do. It want to destroy my life. I know what it want to do. It wants me uncomfortable. I know what it want me to do. It wants me irritable. It wants me restless. It wants me discontent. It want me mad at my wife. It want me to only want to don't spend time with my kids. It don't want me to work. I mean, my disease just want to destroy my life, man. I refuse to surrender to this disease that's about to get me, man. And like I tell you, the disease is too powerful for me. I'm totally believing in that. Can't nobody tell me I'm matched for this disease. And that was the mission my sponsor told me to be on when I was in the program. And I remember my sponsor was my counselor when I was in the program in 1992. And he said, Charles, what you really need to do, and this was the most, if you really knew it here, this is what he told me. He said, when you walked in the door of this program, you was under the influence of a power greater than yourself, Charles. He said, what you want to make sure is that when you leave here, you don't leave here with the same one. See, when I walked into that program, I walked into that program under the influence of a power greater than myself, but it was the disease of addiction. It wasn't a love of care of God. See, you guys can't tell me the disease is not stronger than me. You can't tell me the disease can't control me. The disease, I mean, my recovery is not based on everything that I'm doing today. It's some things that I'm not doing today. You know, for some strange reason, my mama money ain't came up missing in 12 years. See, it's some strange things going on. My kids haven't missed a Christmas in 12 years. I mean, it's just strange for me. You know, I don't know where your disease landed you, but I had an identity crisis when I came into the rules of Narcotics Anonymous. And I didn't know if I was, and it just told me if you didn't even, you got a problem like if you a little twisted or whatever, how you would put it. I slept with boys. I had an identity crisis. I was so happy when you guys told me that I wasn't responsible for what I done. I took that cliche and ran with it. Man, you mean to tell me I'm not responsible for that? That the disease did that to me? Man, I gave that one to y'all. Y'all can have that. Y'all can have it. For some strange reason, I haven't slept with no boys in 12 years. I haven't had a desire. See, I know the disease is his power, man. And it'll make... I'm going to tell you one that everybody used in this room, in some situation, I could do it. Won't nobody know. That's the disease's favorite one. You can do it. Won't nobody know. And today I don't use that, man. Because the most important person sits right here in front of you guys. I know. Today I think more of myself today. I think more of this thing they call recovery. You know, and no longer do I contradict my prayers like I used to do when I was real new. No longer do I get on my knees and ask God to take my will in my life and guide me in my recovery. And I get up and I don't want to make a meeting. See, I don't want to call my sponsor. I don't want to read my book. I don't want to be a servant. I don't want a sponsor. You know, I don't do that no more today. You know, the right name of the game for me, man, is I get up off my knees and I start to climb up the ladder and God comes down the ladder. And what we do is you meet hands in the middle of the ladder. That's my another day clean. But I got to start a clam. The example that I always give, pray for a job and don't go look for one. I mean, that's the same thing with the clean time. That's the same thing with staying clean. Pray for staying clean. It's an outline in the basic text. How to stay clean. If you follow this path, you'll get a clean day. If you follow the path, I remember, man, it was this spot we used to go to get some drugs. And on this side, the grass was this tall. And on this side, the grass was this tall. It was a path. And people say, what did it get? I say, just follow that path through the window. And you get a rock. You get some cocaine. And that's the same path. If you follow this path that our predecessors have already outlined for us, nothing is new in Narcotics Anonymous. You might think you're unique. You might think you're different. Nothing. This tradition tells you about that. The steps tells you about that. The concepts tells you about that. All of such bases on that. Nobody's unique. Everything that's happened in Narcotics has already been through. Somebody's been through it. All you have to do is just stay around long enough to hear your side of the story, man. And that's what I do, man. My joy today, what keeps me coming back, is to see a newcomer come in and his spirit is dead. And you can see his spirit dead. And it's obvious that his spirit dead. And seeing 2 years later, to see his spirit lives, and seeing him speaks the language of Narcotics Anonymous, to see his whole pitch and his whole demeanor and his whole purpose and his whole life change, that's why I keep coming back today. Because God used me as a vessel to carry this message. A lot of times you can go to a meeting and you don't have to say something. Somebody's watching. That's why I go to meetings. To show my God my gratitude for what he's done for me. Because I'm easy. See, I could talk this all day. And that's what I've been doing. I could talk this. But this doesn't mean nothing if I don't put something behind it. I have to put some action behind it. You know, and that's why I do what I can for my area. I think I got one of the most powerful areas in the Southern California region, the greater Los Angeles area. And I'm more than happy to be the chair of this area. And I do what I can for my area, financially and whatever. And I love it, man. I love this thing called Narcotics Anonymous. And, I don't know, man, when I'm through. This program is like a ball of clay. And I always say this, and this is why I close. If you get a ball of clay and you make a pot and it come out crooked, you wouldn't throw the clay away. You could take some water on it, and you could remold it, and you could make another pot just a little bit better. And I always say that because my God didn't throw me away. See, God had plans for me long before I knew what was going on. And my God, you know, put me in the program. The program introduced me to Narcotics Anonymous. And through advocating the spiritual principles of Narcotics Anonymous, I'm being molded into something just a little bit better. And I always tell people that God don't make mistakes. And he don't make bad people. We make bad choices. So you need to put the stick down, stop beating yourself up, and give yourself a chance. Thank you for letting me share. Thank you.